wonder what happened 476 years ago today. Luther nailed the 95 theses on the Wittenberg gate, beginning the Reformation, a Reformation to which we are all heir. And Luther was doing this in protest to the selling of indulgences, which was part of a building fund campaign on the part of Leo X, who was the Pope in Rome. Leo X had sent a Dominican friar named Johann Tetzel to Germany, and he was wandering around Germany preaching that the gift of money to the church could be used to ensure the salvation of the dead, the promotion of the dead from purgatory into heaven. It was a very simple business transaction and a terrific fundraiser. If you were concerned about mom and dad in purgatory and you wanted them into heaven, you paid some money, mom and dad went to heaven. It was very simple and straightforward, and it was considerably simpler and less painful than stewardship and pledges. I talked to my folks yesterday on the telephone, and my mother, who is an elder in her church and who has been involved in stewardship and raising money for the church for many years, I mentioned to her that I was preaching today on stewardship. And there was this long pause, and then she said with a wry smile in her voice, "Well, I'm sure everyone will enjoy that." So I should note that most preachers share the same aversion to stewardship preaching that congregations have. And I should also say that those of you who are visiting here for the first time today, we don't do this every Sunday. But it does happen now and again when we need to talk about stewardship and the support of the church, and today is that day, and so I want to do that. Unfortunately, stewardship is often heard as a code word for give us money. And sometimes it's heard as a code word for give us time or give us talent. Occasionally, and more recently, it's a code word for recycling, being a steward of the earth's resources, or for animal rights, being a steward of our animal brethren. It's a hard word to manage and get comfortable with. I wonder whether any of these concepts of stewardship are biblical. Interesting question, eh? Well, we can find these basic ideas in the Bible here and there if you look. The basic concepts about being a steward for our money, well, there's the tale of the talents and the one who buried them and the others who invested them. There is the stewardship of the earth, which God assigns to Adam and Eve in Genesis. But the single word which we translate as stewardship into English from the Greek, including pledging our concept of stewardship, including money, pledging money to the church, that word stewardship in the Greek is never used to describe any of these things, ever. The concept of stewardship is used two ways in the New Testament. When Jesus uses the term, which he only does, by the way, in two parables in Luke, it is always in the context of a story of someone responsible for something he doesn't own, as if someone hired you to run their household and be responsible for their children and their funds and their estate. The Greek word which is used here is oikonomia, which means literally management of a household. And Jesus uses this word in the plain sense, although we may infer spiritual meaning to it because he's using it in a parable. For example, in Luke 12:42, it says, "The Lord answered, 'Who then is the faithful and wise manager?'" And the word there is oikonomos, or steward. "Whom the master puts in charge of his servants to give them their food allowance at the proper time." Or later in Luke 16:1, when Jesus told his disciples, "There was a rich man whose manager," or steward, "was accused of wasting his possessions." It is the same word used in both cases. And in fact, many translations use the word steward. Others use a word like manager or administrator. The word which I will refer to here consistently is the same one, oikonomos. In fact, the second parable here is the one which we sometimes refer to as the parable of the unjust steward. And these two parables exhaust Jesus' use of the term stewardship or steward. Paul, however, uses the word extensively. He uses it in the plain sense just once when he refers to the treasurer of the city of Corinth. At all other times that Paul uses the term, he uses it in a very specific way. I wonder if anybody has any guess as to what that method, what the usage of the term is. The stewardship of the church, stewardship of each other, or God's creatures, or the earth and its resources. It isn't any of these. Let me read you the relevant sentences where this word is used. And what I'm actually going to do, although the translations will sometimes use the term commission or trust or entrusted, in each instance I will use the word steward or stewardship so that you know that this is the same Greek word which is being used. In Colossians 1:25, Paul writes, "I have become the church's servant by the stewardship God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness, the mystery," that means Christ, "that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints." So here he talks about the commission God gave him to present the word of God. In 1 Corinthians, he writes, "So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted, or given the stewardship, with the secret things of God. Now it is required that those who have been given this stewardship must prove faithful." And finally, in Ephesians, Paul writes, "Surely you have heard about the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you. The mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise of Jesus Christ. This grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make plain to everyone the stewardship of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God who created all things." And then finally, Peter, in his first letter, also uses the term, and he says, "Everyone should use whatever gift," and the term in Greek is charisma, the gifts of the Spirit, "he has received to serve others." Serve there is deacon, meaning to serve others, "faithfully being steward of God's grace in its various forms." Now, there are a couple of instances where the term is also used, but they all follow this theme. So stewardship in the New Testament is of two things: the word of God, meaning the preaching of the redemption through the living word, Jesus. This is the mystery, the secret things of God, which are to be shared with everyone, even non-Jews, as revolutionary an idea as that was in his time. And secondly, God's grace. So we are to be stewards of the gospel, the good news, and stewards of the grace of God. And that's it. Those are the only ways in which this term is used in the New Testament. And this is quite remarkable. This is quite a profound opportunity and privilege that we're all given. Stewards, when they are given something, are not called to hoard it. They're called to manage it, to dispense it, to distribute it, to take care of it. So stewardship in the New Testament means giving away the secrets of God in Jesus and giving away God's grace. In other words, we are called to give away God's grace. We personally are called to do that. It's not about your money or your time or your talent. Stewardship in the New Testament is not about your money or your time or your talent, other than that these are tools to help you manage what you are a steward of and what I am a steward of, which is God's gospel and God's grace. Now, being a Christian means belonging to the body of Christ. It is a community effort. It is not something that we do alone. It is something we do corporately. And this spot here, this group of us, this patch of land, we here are that body of Christ. It's the patch of soil where we gather together to administer, to be stewards of the gospel, and to administer God's grace. And we better not think that we're paying surrogates to do our ministry for us. We are the ministers. We are the ministers, the priesthood of all believers. And we are funding ourselves. That's what pledging is about. That's what the money is about. We are funding ourselves in our own effort. It is not an us giving it to a them. It isn't we giving it to some separate institution called St. Ambrose. We're it. There's no church here apart from those of us who believe. We're it. The money is just one element of the life of this local body of Christ. It's one of the practical means by which stewardship is carried out, and by which we carry the good news to those who are in need. It's wood and paint and heat and music, outreach, counseling, staff, marriage, chaplaincy, and Eucharist. We are simply administering the local household of God to carry God's word and grace to our neighbors. That's what stewards do. And it's important that we not let the form trick us into misunderstanding. The budget, the accounting spreadsheets, the bank accounts, capital expenditures, pledges, deficits, a mortgage, these are all simply mechanical means to help us understand where and how we are facilitating ministry. We mustn't let their form trick us into distancing ourselves from the basic reality. We're it. We're the ministers. We are the ministry. We are St. Ambrose. This is the body of Christ, us. We are funding ourselves, not an institution, and we're using the means which God gave each of us to help in that funding, in the support of that ministry. We're simply doing the practical things we need to do to administer God's grace and carry the gospel. But it is the grace and the gospel that stewardship is about, and it is that on which our hearts and minds need to dwell. Jesus only describes two stewards, the unjust who wasted his master's possessions, and the wise and faithful steward who the master put in charge. We are stewards of the gospel and God's grace. Both are ours to hoard or to distribute. We're in charge. God asked us to be responsible for these things in his household. How responsible will we be? That's what stewardship is about.